Here we go.
It's our New Year's episode.
11? Is this 11?
I think it's 11.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
We are so into the double digits now.
We are cruising through.
I really hope everybody had a Merry Christmas.
Yes. And now we are on to a Happy New Year.
With all the awesome New Year's resolutions that I probably don't ever succeed at hardly any of them.
I don't make resolutions anymore.
I usually do every year and then I fail.
I always failed, so I don't make New Year's resolutions anymore. I make New Year's, like, expectations. Like, I make a list of the things that I want to do in the new year.
Like vacation?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Like, I want to go here, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. So that it's not like a resolution where everybody fails at anyways. It's like you have this awesome list of adventures that you want to do.
I think that's a fantastic idea. I've still done the resolutions. I actually succeeded in the one last year. My resolution?
Did you?
Yeah. I started that workout program about a year and a half ago. Yeah. And then my New Year's resolution was to continue that and actually succeed in having that routine. And I did that.
You did.
I did do it.
You did.
I didn't do as well on the actual calorie intake because, I'm sorry, I can't give up wine. There's a lot of calories in wine, and I can't do it.
Delicious. Yes, I know.
I have to have something.
You do. In the evening or in the weekends, you got to have something.
Sometimes every day.
Yeah.
I've been trying not to do it every day. But it's hard because that's
my... It is hard. It's very hard.
It's my pleasure. And it does nothing to me.
And now we like so many more wines. Before it was so limited. Now it's like...
It's like any wine put in our glass, we're going to drink it.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
We have appreciation for all the wine now. Yeah. It's fantastic. So Christmas was fantastic. I mean, we'll talk more about the Christmas activities at a different podcast because this one's all about New Year's.
This one's all about New Year's.
But I really hope everybody had a magical Christmas with your family and your friends or whatever you want to do. If you want to ditch all your family and do your own thing and make yourself happy, fantastic.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Do what makes you happy.
Yeah, and I hope you all did that for Christmas. So looking into the New Year's?
For New Year's, we're going to go out.
Oh my gosh. And Kobe is going to do her first karaoke with me. I had her convinced on it last time. She's going to do it. We're going to drink. And I'm going to have her convinced that this is actually kind of fun. It's only going to be my second time ever doing karaoke because I have only done it once because I'm a horrible singer. And I understand this, but almost everybody who does karaoke is not a good singer.
I'm a horrible ass singer.
And it's going to be so fun.
But
everyone's going to love us.
I think everybody where we're going is going to be older.
Yeah, and they're not going to care that we're up there singing like crap.
And yeah.
We just have to figure out a song that we both know fairly well.
Yeah.
And
there's
then
a lot of them.
There is. And we'll do fine. We'll do one together.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be great. And it's going to be a good hump. And then you're going to get over that hump and you're going to feel better. I've done it once and I was so terrified. I'm not going to even lie. The first time my heart was pounding out of my chest. Like I thought I was going to have a heart attack before we went on because it was pumping that hard. Because I'm a shit ass singer.
I'm a horrible. And I mean, I can hear music.
You can hear how bad you are.
I've played the saxophone.
Yes.
And I can read music. I can hear music. And so when I sing, I can hear that I am
not that great
in tune and that it's not good.
Yes. And I understand that.
And so I'm like, you know, the only time I ever sing is when I'm by myself in the car. Because I don't think anyone else should be subjected to that.
I'm going to say this is true. I've been her best friend for so many years. I've never heard her really sing in the car.
No, I don't sing in front of people.
I'll belt it in the car. And she knows how bad of a singer I am. And I just go for it. Because I'm that comfortable with Kobe that I just go for it.
I don't sing because it's so bad.
I don't think it's going to be as bad as she's thinking.
It's bad.
So on New Year's, like, we're not going to post this because Kobe won't do it if we post it. But we are going to do a karaoke song together. She'll be drunk. I'll make sure of that. I'll pick a song that we both can do really easily. And I'll even probably announce to the crowd that we suck ass before we even start. And I bet you because I say that, they're going to cheer the shit out of us.
They probably would.
Because we're going to be amazing. This thing we're going to be doing on New Year's. So for how many New Year's have we spent together?
Ugh.
It's been a lot. Pretty much since we met and started hanging out a lot, we've done New Year's together.
Yeah.
And they've all been great. I can't honestly tell you I can remember all of them.
Was it last year or the year before?
Year before was the bad one.
That was the bad
one. That was the the great one. Because both the husbands love the trampoline thing.
I forgot about the trampoline.
A miniature trampoline, not a big trampoline. No,
a miniature workout trampoline that we would sit on.
Together.
Because we didn't have enough chairs for everybody.
No, everybody else got the chairs and Kobe and I did not. We straddle each other on the trampoline.
And then and we were pretty funny. We took some Polaroids that night too. I have.
Oh, are they so amazing?
I have some amazing Polaroids from that night. And my daughter had her friend over.
Who is the daughter of a priest or minister?
Minister.
And okay.
I think that we scarred her for life.
But yes, she loves us.
But she does. She is
the sweetest
girl. I love her so much. But I think we scarred her that night because we were out of control.
Well, we warned everybody. When I found out what her background was, I was like, oh my God. I apologized to her before we even got started. Because I knew it was going to be bad.
And that's before we drank wine.
Hard alcohol that night, and that was not good.
It was all Jaeger and tequila that night.
Which, you know, I can't tell you I regret it.
I know.
Because it was so fun.
It was so much fun.
But we have literally done New Year's together every year. So we pretty much met.
So we're so excited this year.
Because this is our Christmas celebration this year.
It was. So since Heather was gone for Christmas, we're going to celebrate our Christmas on New Year's. And we're going to make a big feast. We have a whole turkey and a whole ham. Plus all the side dishes we're going to cook up. So we're going to eat, and drink. And then we're going to go out because we have tickets.
Yes, to the Eagles. So why do we need to buy our tickets early?
My dad bought all the tickets.
Okay, so we'll just pay them back then.
If he bought them together, we could have our own table.
That's amazing.
Yes, so we have our own table for all of us. And so we're going to go out and party it up.
And now your dad's girlfriend's going to be there too.
Yes.
She's very Christian.
She's going to come
sorry.
Over here first and eat with us.
Okay. So, I need to bring her a present.
No, you don't.
What I have a...
Wait, did you know
does she listen to this? She doesn't listen to this.
I highly doubt it.
So because remember on Black Friday, I got all those things where I got just things for free.
Yeah.
I'll just give her some free stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't get her anything.
Well, I'll put your name on the card. She just spit on me. It's okay. I do love her spit, so it's fine. It's not a big deal. But she literally just spit. She's not even drinking anything. That was just literally just spit.
That was just like
spit. Well, luckily, I'm a dental assistant.
So
spit doesn't bother me.
She's used to getting spit on her.
God.
So
not in scrubs though.
I didn't get. Do you know that her birthday was last week too? My dad didn't even know.
Well, that's your dad's
until
thing.
He saw it in the church bulletin.
That's
that
her,
it was her birthday.
That's her issue. She should have told people.
I didn't get her a birthday present. I feel bad, and I didn't get her anything for Christmas, and I should.
Well, let's give her. I got these.
What
huge,
do you have?
Okay, I think I got a candle.
Okay.
And then I got a really big box of chocolates.
Okay.
Which is very universal. She doesn't drink, so we can't give her wine, because otherwise I have a billion bottles of wine.
I've seen her drink.
What kind of wine?
I don't know.
If you find that out, I probably have it in my huge spare bedroom / wine cellar / present room. So we can give her wine.
We give her wine.
Chocolate for sure, and possibly a candle.
Okay.
So that's very nice. And we'll just give it to her from the Brinsfields and
I still have
the
one
shawls.
Of those, I still have one of those insulated bags from last year.
Why don't we put all that shit I just said in the bag?
Oh, yeah.
I think the chocolate will fit. The chocolate is about like this tall.
Is it just an extra one?
Well, yeah, because it was buy one, get two free.
Oh.
I've given one out. The other one is spoken for and wrapped. And then I have one extra sitting in that room.
Okay.
So we can give her that.
Okay.
And then we have, I have tons of wine. So you just figure out what her flavor is because I have every kind of wine at my house. I know you do, but I have 110 bottles at my house.
Holy fucking shit.
What about five cases? I need
to come by, go to your house and drink.
Because, please, do it. I mean, you have an open invitation. You can come anytime you want.
I just need to come.
We've talked about the sleepover so many times.
We have, and we need to just do it.
You know, I'm bringing the mystery date game to our lodge trip.
Are you?
Because it's the adult version. We can get so stuck with Poindexter.
Oh, my God. Huh? We have to go down and see if Justin's still
there. I hope Justin still works there. I want to play cards with Justin. I think we should bring Cards Against Humanity. And they can play that one.
That's amazing. I want to do that so bad.
I bet you we could get more people stopping that's coming in to play Cards Against Humanity versus freaking Skippo.
We're going to camp out in the lobby.
I don't think we're leaving the hotel that much this time around.
No, we're not.
I think we will a little bit, but not that much.
No.
Unless we get major cabin fever, which I don't think we will. The hotel's amazing.
The hotel is fantastic.
And we're going to have massages and facials.
We'll do one episode from the lodge.
At least one.
So this is at the end of January. We'll do one episode from the lodge. We'll probably do one special episode just on like wine tasting or something like that because I'm going to take my laptop.
Yes.
That I just got for Christmas. And
when did you get that for Christmas?
Jeff got this for me for Christmas.
Did he give it to you early?
Yes.
Can I see this purple
It's HP? Purple. It's an HP laptop so that I could go all of our podcast stuff on it.
I'm holding it.
So, yeah. So, I'm going to take that with us so that we can upload our podcast. And I think that when you're in our lodge trip.
It's so pretty.
Isn't it pretty? I think that when we're on our lodge trip, we should do a Facebook Live.
I think we definitely should. You guys, her laptop is so gorgeous. It's purple. Her favorite color. It's lightweight. Mm-hmm. I literally could toss this probably 10 feet in the air without any issue. I'm not going to. Don't worry. It has an amazing backdrop. It is super nice texture. I'm feeling it. Can you feel me petting it? Can you hear it?
She's petting it.
It's amazing. I'm so happy for Kobe. She got such an awesome gift from her hubby.
It's very nice. I love it.
Yeah, I think you bought him some awesome
now
stuff,
too. Now I can upload all our podcasts wherever we are.
Oh, I love that.
Because before I had to use my desktop, now I have this awesome laptop. And so I can
record. I'm so happy.
Upload our podcast from wherever.
I love that.
Uh-huh.
We just ate another chocolate.
Like chocolate. It was a Kahlua.
I gave you tequila.
No, I ate one of these.
What was the one I just tossed you? Oh, it's right here.
And this is a Kahlua chocolate.
Doesn't it taste like coffee, though.
Mm.
That's the only reason I haven't tried a Kahlua one. I have a cat named Kahlua.
It's not really coffee.
Is it? Because I don't like coffee flavor.
Maybe a tiny bit, but it's mostly chocolate flavor.
And Bailey's, what's Bailey's?
So, Bailey's, that's what you put in your coffee.
I know, it's what you put in, because it tastes like coffee?
I don't think so.
No.
Do one?
Yeah, you do one, and you tell me, because I don't want to waste the chocolate. If it tastes like chocolate, I'm going to literally spit it out.
All right, hold on, let me try it.
Okay. Even a hint of coffee, I'm going to taste it.
No. That does not taste like coffee at all.
So, this one's Bailey's is better than the Kahlua then? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to try Bailey's.
Do the Bailey's one?
Yeah. Sorry guys if you can hear me. I'm just trying to get a chocolate. Because it's perfect. New Year's and we deserve to have chocolate on New Year's.
We deserve to have Bailey's, Kahlua, and Jose Cuervo chocolate.
That's damn good.
Isn't that good?
That's really good. It's creamy.
I never even knew they made this.
Me neither. So I came over here tonight.
I went to the liquor store to get little bottles of alcohol for my coworkers.
Were these there?
That's what we drink because like we like to drink.
Yeah.
So
Who doesn't?
So I got some little bottles of alcohol and they had all these like liqueur chocolates. And I was like, what the hell? This is amazing. And you know they actually have alcohol because it has a warning label on all of them. that you can't sell it which, to persons under 21 years of age.
Which is amazing because a lot of time with alcohol in a food, it doesn't, it cooks out and there's no alcohol in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, that Bailey's was amazing.
I love that
that's
one.
That's a Bailey's chocolate and that's amazing.
These two were amazing. So the tequila and the Bailey's were awesome. I'm probably not going to try Kahlua because I know that's coffee flavored.
It's not really coffee.
I really do like my kitty though. That's called Kahlua. We call her Lulu. Lulu for short.
Little Kahlua.
It's mainly because she is tiny. Mm-hmm. You've seen Kahlua, haven't you? Uh-huh. There's not many who have seen Kahlua. Yeah. She is tiny. She is 5 years old now? And she is a whopping 4.5 pounds.
Oh my God, she's so tiny.
She looks bigger than that because she's fluffy.
Yeah. But she's a tiny baby.
She's so tiny. When you pick her up, you're like, what? You feel like when you pick her up, you're going to throw her through the ceiling.
I know.
But she's probably the toughest cat in my house.
Because she's little. She has to be tough and little.
She has little cat syndrome.
Little cat syndrome.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. But all right. Yeah. So.
New Year's. Yeah. We're feasting.
Feasting. And then we're going to party out. We're going to do karaoke.
Ooh, breakfast at midnight.
At midnight, they have breakfast.
Breakfast is my favorite food in the world.
I hope that they have good shit for breakfast. I hope that they have crispy bacon.
And hash browns.
I love crispy bacon. I don't like soft, crappy bacon. No. I like crispy bacon.
Oh my God. I saw, remember that really famous chef that's on like Hell's Kitchen?
Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
So I saw this tiny little thing with him making this amazing breakfast thing. Yeah. So he put hash browns and he like flipped them like a pancake. He didn't like make them the regular way. Yeah. And then he added this like candied bacon to the top of it. And he put fried eggs on the top of this hash brown, like, I want to call it like a crab cake looking thing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't quite a crab cake, obviously, because it's hash browns. But he had fried eggs on top of it. And then he put bacon that was caramelized with some kind of a weird maple type thing. Oh my God. It looks so good. So this, and then he put that on top. So it looks like a pizza, but it was hash browns instead of a crust. No cheese, but it was fried eggs. Like a bunch of fried eggs around it. I'm making a circle, but no one can see what I'm doing.
She's drawing the circle. Yes. Hash browns in a circle with fried eggs.
In a circle. There's probably like six or seven. Yes. Fried eggs on there. And then the bacon, the caramelized bacon that he had glazed. He called it a glazed bacon. And he put that on top. Thor, my husband, has this video saved so we can make it.
Wow.
It looks so good. It did not look hard at all to do.
Anything like caramelized is amazing.
I think you would love this thing. I'm not 100% how much of it I can eat, but I know I can eat hash browns. I can eat eggs. The bacon I know I can eat. It's the caramelized part I'm not sure about. But I bet you I could just do it. It'd be fine. Yeah. And just reap the...
It's probably just sugar.
Yeah, which I shouldn't eat.
Which you're not supposed to have.
No, but, you know...
But then we just ate a whole bunch of chocolates. So...
But I have a procedure coming up in March that's going to clean all that out. Not a big deal.
Everything will be out.
Everything. I'll have pictures, which Kobe probably won't let me post.
No. I'll look at them, but we probably won't post
them. Will you look at them? That's amazing.
Yeah, I'll look at them. Okay. Yeah.
Because no one's been willing to look at them since my first one in 2007.
I'll definitely look at it.
Because I had those on the fridge. And people come in and be like, oh my God, what is that? I'm like, yeah, that's my colon.
Isn't it pretty?
It's all look how clean out. It is look and shiny. Clean. It's shiny and pink. I bet you most people's colons don't look like that most of the time. Ew.
They do right before that because
right before that procedure. Yeah. Oh, yay.
It's so fun. Getting older is so fun.
Whatever. I was 27 when I did my first one. That's not old. Now I'm old and I'm still doing it. Oh, well. It's fine.
It's all right.
It's not a huge deal.
It's a New Year. So do you have New Year's resolutions?
What's this year's? This year's New Year's resolutions. continue my workout regimen.
Yes.
Figure out all the health things going on.
Yeah.
And get a good plan on those. And continue on the financial commitment that I'm on. To not be too far in debt. Find the happy medium and continue the credit journey, which I'm doing really good on.
Good.
I'm like almost to the, almost a top credit level.
Nice.
Which has been extremely difficult for, because I ended
it's very hard.
Well, I started at around the 400s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to reach up to the mid sevens is amazing.
Yeah.
So that's been a work in progress. So those are my New Year's resolutions. How about you?
So I don't do resolutions.
Yes, really. You said that.
I do want to start. I used to do a lot of yoga and I've kind of backed off.
You love yoga.
I love it. And I need to start doing it again. And it makes me feel so much better. So yes. I need to start doing my yoga every day. I need to stop eating stuff that's making me feel bad.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Well, like,
so it's hard to.
What makes you feel bad? What food?
Dairy.
Then just stop. They have so much stuff out there that's not dairy.
I know. And I've cut out all dairy except for cheese because I can't let go of the cheese yet.
I'll give you my nut cheese. I literally have all the nut cheese in the world.
I love the nut cheese. The nut cheese is good. I have a hard time giving up the cheese.
It's because the rest of your family is not giving up the cheese.
But then I have other things that I want to do next year.
I want to do so much next year.
I want to go to a Mariner game.
We have to go there with our bowls.
Yes. I want to go to a zoo. I love to go to zoos.
Which zoo is your favorite? Point Defiance is my favorite.
Point Defiance. The Portland Zoo is really nice. Have you been to the Portland Zoo?
I want to go there. I have never been there. Really nice. Is it better than ours?
Do you know what zoo is amazing?
Which one?
The one in Salt Lake City, Utah. Maybe we could do a road trip. It's only like 12 hours.
That's not very long. We have the shirts.
We could go to the Hogue Zoo in Salt Lake City,
Let's
Utah.
Let's do that.
It's a really nice.
And then we can meet some polygamists.
We could.
And then, I mean, not join them, but we can just see what it's all about.
Just hang out. Yeah, hang out. Up, you know
and
what?
Drink some wine with them.
Yeah.
And then just maybe take a tour, video tour of their lives.
Yeah.
And just educate everybody.
We could totally do that.
I have no judgment. If you guys want to be polygamous, go for it. If you don't,
if that's what makes you happy, do what makes you happy.
I don't care.
So, yeah.
On the record, I'm not a polygamist, though. Exactly.
We don't judge.
That'd be fun. Because is that weird that that's what I think of Utah? When you first say Utah, I think of polygamy.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's just, we're trying not to stereotype, but sometimes
it just
happens.
But that's where it seems like they came from.
But that's one of the things I want to do is go to a zoo.
Yeah.
Go to a Mariner game.
Love it.
Go to the ocean.
We have to go to the ocean a lot.
Yeah. What else do I want to do next year? I want to go to
Disneyland opens their Star Wars land in 2019.
Oh, I want to go so bad.
And we kind of, even though I don't know if it'll happen, we really want to go to Florida.
I really want to go to
and
Florida.
And we got to visit Marla. We got lots of things we got
to
do.
So many things to do.
We need to make a lot more money.
We need to go to Virginia.
Yes.
And see
Marla.
No, she's in New Jersey.
I know, but Virginia is close.
We have to go to, is it Virginia? Yeah, Virginia is where Thomas Jefferson's estate
is. Oh, and that's for Megan.
Megan, so we have to go to Monticello in Virginia. And then
close to Marla.
Then we need to, no, it's not.
Wait, where's she at?
It's a 6-hour drive from that.
Considering we're in Washington, six-hour drive is nothing.
Then we'll go to Jersey and stay with Marla.
Yes. And then from Jersey, like a month trip, we can do this.
We're going to do like a Broadway musical thing.
Well, we have to do that.
And then we have to go see Alexander Hamilton's grave.
Yes.
We have to go see that.
If we're going to be that close to New York, we have to go to New York.
But we'll go there to see the Broadway show.
But we have to see other things. If we're in New York, I can't tell you I'm going to go to New York again.
We will do New York.
Yes.
But then we also have to go to Florida and see Aaron.
We have to see Aaron.
And go to Disney World.
And I kind of really wanted to do that. I don't know if we're going to make it at the beginning of the year. Because I want to do it at the beginning of the year to do the find what, please help me
drink
there.
Around the world.
Thank you.
Kathy said they do it all the time.
What the hell?
That's what she said.
And then Robin said it was like in the beginning of the year.
I thought it was like in March.
That's what I thought was March's.
But then either Kathy or Robin said it was all okay, year long.
Well, they're the pros.
So we need to ask them what the fuck.
And they want to do a girls trip with us.
They do.
And I don't blame them.
And you guys want to go on a fucking cruise.
I'm giving Kobe a look like, get fucking over this shit. The cruise ships are fun.
I don't want to be stuck on a giant boat with 5,000 other people and get food poisoning and be seasick.
She's not going to get food
poisoning. For 2 weeks.
She's going to be with me.
That's not fun.
She's not stuck with a billion other people. She's stuck with me. And she'll be happy and thrilled. And she'll forget about everybody else. It's just like Disneyland, the big Disney bubble. She'll be just fine.
And I said I would go on a Disney cruise.
She did say that. I'll go on Disney cruise with her. I was trying to get her on an adult cruise, like 15 and up. So it's just me, Megan, and then the us adults. And we don't have to worry about screaming kids. No offense to all of you with kids out there. Love them to death. But if you don't have them.
Love them to death.
It would be nice not to have them.
But you know what? I think I would be happier on a cruise that had Mickey Mouse.
And if that's the case, I'll do it. I'll handle those kids, even though I work with kids nonstop.
So you're good at it.
You're
experienced.
And for some reason, for how bitchy I am in public, they see through it. You've seen it.
They love it.
They love me.
They love it. Do you know why? It's because you're honest.
I know.
You just tell them straight up how it is.
I know.
And they appreciate that.
But the parents don't always do, but the kids do.
The kids appreciate that because you're straight up and you tell them how it is.
But I literally can be out in public and I'm putting off my resting bitch face because I'm really good at it. And the kids see through it. They come right up to me. They want to sit at my lap. Just strange kids want to hang out with me. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, God.
You set off that vibe.
I set off the vibe that I'm good with kids.
Yep.
And the adults stay the fuck away.
They do. They do. Adults are like, no. Thank you very much. I'm going to stay away from that.
Pretty much they do. Unless I'm in my Disney bubble. And then I'm very approachable.
In the Disney bubble, everyone
is family.
Everyone's family.
Yes, I love everybody. And I bet you the Disney cruise ship would be very similar.
I bet it would be. So, I bet we'd have a great time.
I know Kobe wants to do possibly a Disney cruise ship with me. Otherwise, she and my husband Thor have to be okay with her husband Jeff and me going on a cruise without them.
Because Thor and I don't want to do the cruise.
No.
But you and Jeff want to do the cruise.
So badly. I want to be pampered. For a week on a ship where I don't have to pay for anything other than alcohol.
I know. But you know that Disney has their own island.
They like, I do like the island.
They cruise out to this private island that's all Disney themed. You know what else we need to do?
What?
Is go to that Disney resort in Hawaii.
I want to do that one really bad.
Because that would be fun too.
And because we'd be also in Hawaii.
And I've never been to Hawaii.
Me neither.
But you know how. So just tell me truthfully, straight up. What is the possibility of us getting Thor on a plane?
At this point, you're going to be shocked by this number, too.
Really?
80%.
Really?
Yes.
That's surprising to me.
Because I've been talking to him a lot about it.
Yeah.
And I think what's brought that number up from basically 20% to 80% is because I basically have told him that I'm getting older and I'm going to do this shit with or without.
So you can come
or you can stay home and take care of all the animals while I go. Because I'm going to go regardless. Okay. I even told him if he does that layaway thing that my friend did where they made it to San Francisco and he wouldn't get on the damn plane to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I told him, you know, I'd be just trying to reschedule that flight to a later time and getting Kobe to come and you could drive home. I will still go to Hawaii.
I will go to Hawaii without your ass.
I am not going home. And if Kobe can't come, I'm going by myself and I will make friends.
Yeah.
There will be somebody who wants to hang out with me in Hawaii. I'll find that person. I make friends pretty easily.
I can have fun all by myself.
All by myself. And I'll be just fine. So because of that, he keeps telling me, if you do a nonstop flight, I'll make it. And I want to go home. So I'll get back on the airplane so I can go home.
Okay.
Okay. So I think he'll do it. I think the Vegas flight... he'll do it. I think the Mexico flight, he'll do. Because we can do a nonstop. It will cost a little bit more, but we can do a nonstop.
Yeah.
And then as for the other parts, like we have to do the other ones first that are nonstop for me to get into the transition.
To Vegas is an easy flight.
Yeah, I think that needs to be the first one.
That's a super easy one.
Unfortunately, I don't think we can do it from where we're at now on the small plane to transition. I think we're going to have to go to Seattle to do the big plane first.
I can do the small plane. So
I know you can.
I hate driving to Seattle.
We will just meet you then.
I would rather fly.
We can meet you in Seattle, and then I might do the connecting flight back, and then he can just drive the car back.
There you go.
Yeah, that would be...
It's so much faster.
My car is way faster.
Not that I like planes. I don't like flying. I don't like either. Airports, but it's so much faster.
I mean, just get over it. Is what I'm thinking. To myself, this is what I tell myself. Get over the small ass plane and just get your ass on there and just do it.
To and from Cabo, I got to go to two cities I've never been to before.
Which was very exciting for me because I got shot glasses
from
them.
On the way down, I went through Denver.
Yep.
Which we had quite a bit of time, actually.
Did you?
I got to sit and eat breakfast. And then I got your shot glass.
Which was amazing.
On the way home, we went through Houston.
Not very much time.
I did not have very much time.
She still got me a shot glass.
Because you had to go through customs, which was dumb. Customs is dumb. You have to, like, get your suitcase.
Del, did they get the second base with you on customs?
No.
What the hell? Only me?
So the...
There was no customs. They still got the second base with me within the United States.
I know.
What the hell?
You, like... The security leaving Cabo was kind of a joke. And so when you got to Houston... You had to get your checked bag, like literally pull it off the baggage thing, run like 2 miles to the airport.
Pretty much.
Hand it back to the person to recheck it and then go back through security. It was
a nightmare. It feels like a nightmare.
Stupid. And then by the time we did that and got, and then we had to take a tram because the Houston airport is ginormous. Take a tram to get to your gate, and by the time we got there, they were starting to board already. Luckily, right across from our gate was a gift store.
Thank God for
that. And I'm like, hold up. I need to get Heather a shot glass. Just a second.
I am sure Michelle understood this.
Ran into the gift store and was like, where's the shot glasses? Where's that? And I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, this one and this one. And I grabbed two and I ran up to the counter and he like rang it up. He's like, that's going to be like two shot glasses. He's like, that's going to be like $25. I'm like,
for two shot glasses?
What the hell?
That was really $5.
That's two shot glasses, like $25. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm just like, but I have to catch my plane. I'm like, here, take all my money.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Right, and get back on the plane to fly home. But it just, yeah. So I like went to Denver, I went to Houston, but I didn't get to see, you know, either city because it was just
no too because much you only got to see the inside of the airport.
Denver, like we flew in during the daytime, but the airport's so far away from the actual city. I was like, where's Denver because it's just flat
now. Could you see mountains or anything?
No, it's
nothing,
totally flat.
That's a good place for an airport.
It was, but I mean, we had trouble taking off because we tried to take off.
Oh, you told me that.
I texted you because we tried to take off and the airplane like veered off the takeoff, the runway thing. And so the pilot's like, oh, whoops, we need to go. Like, we think there's a brake malfunction. And so we had to like taxi over to the maintenance building.
That's so freaking scary.
And they had to come look at the plane. And it's like, well, shit. And then they said, well... There's nothing wrong with the plane. We think it was just a huge gust of wind that blew the fucking plane off the runway. That's like strong wind. If it blows the plane off of the runway before you're even taking off. So then they took off. They finally ended up taking off again and we made it out. But I'm like, I don't like Denver. I don't like it. Are we at it?
I cannot believe it. Did we even talk about New Year's much?
We did a little bit.
We did. Okay. Enough that we can classify it as the New Year's
this
one.
This is the New Year's episode.
It is. It has to be. Sorry, guys. We got it all sidetracked.
But it was a good sidetrack.
As usual.
Yeah, sorry. That's why we call it Jether's Random Stuff.
Yeah, because it just kind of blurts out.
It really does. New Year's is awesome.
I hope you guys have an absolutely fantastic, safe, fun New Year's.
Well, yeah.
Just some little reminders to like us on iTunes if you haven't already.
Yes.
Go to our website, send us a message, just even if you want to just say hi. So it's jethersrandomstuff.com. And Facebook, Jethers Random Stuff. Instagram, yes. I've been falling down on the job on Instagram. I need to post some more stuff.
You need to just educate me more, Instagram. Because I've been all over the Facebook page. I
know, you have.
You've been trying to do that. Yeah. Happy New Year's, everybody. Yeah. Happy 2019. Can you fucking believe it's 2019? We're almost to 2020.
Oh, my God. This is like Buck Rogers, like...
I cannot believe this.
In the future type. Like,
well, we're going to cheers to all of you guys. May you have a great New Year's. Have a great 2019. May all your New Year's resolutions come true and you follow through on all of them. And if you don't, who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Cheers.